Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Judson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Howie Judson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to second. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Murray and he is safe. Busby steals second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws to second. Fox drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Fox. Suter moves to second. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso bunts towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Murray and he is out, Joost applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Minoso. Moses reaches second base with a double. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Minoso. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson is 0 for 1 in the game. Judson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillinger moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Dillinger scores. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Philly strikes out. There goes Zernial. The throw from Massey to Carrasquel, and Zernial is out. There goes Moses. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler juggles the ball. That's an error on Fowler. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Zarrilla moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Massey is walked intentionally. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson is 0-for-2 in the game. Judson hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray bunts towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to second. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-2 in the game. Fowler takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Moses reaches second base with a double. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. he's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Zarrilla reaches third base with a triple. Fox scores. Minoso scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Johnny Kukab now pitching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Phil Massey. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Howie Judson. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lenhart moves to third. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive towards the mound. Kukab can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lenhart scores. Dillinger moves to third. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Minoso hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Joe Erott now catching. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Billy Pierce now pitching. Allie Clark pinch high. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Erott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Maury Martin now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Moses strikes out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Erott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Erott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-5 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby who is chasing the ball. Joost reaches third base with a triple. Martin goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.